Welcome to Pastor Pierre's teachings. As you listen, may the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
The Holy Spirit of God, minister to your people in a greater dimension. Give us revelations and rema out of the Logos, that at the end of the day, the name of God shall be glorified and Jesus' light shall reflect in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, we will be talking about wisdom for exploits. The Holy Spirit is going to take us through a topic titled Wisdom for Exploits. Now, what is wisdom? Wisdom is an element of personal character that enables one to distinguish the wise from the unwise. Can we see the book of Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6? And it says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." The Lord giveth wisdom. So wisdom does not come ordinary. It does not come anyhow. Wisdom is not found on every man's life. Wisdom is not found on every man's character. Wisdom is a principal thing. Wisdom is the master key for a man to scale through to greatness, to scale through to exploit. Wisdom is the access route to greatness. A man without wisdom is a man that cannot do exploits. A man without wisdom is a man that cannot rise to a certain level. For God created the earth with his wisdom. God Almighty created heaven and earth, created earth with wisdom. If you read in Genesis chapter 1 and in Psalms 104 verse 24, I said, "O Lord, how manifest are thy works in wisdom, and thou made them all, the earth full of thy riches." Now, God created the earth with his wisdom. And after creating the earth was filled with riches. So, it is wisdom that giveth what? A man riches. For a man like Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 30, Solomon was filled of wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 30, and he said, "And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east, his country, and all the wisdom of Egypt." If you remember the men that came to see Jesus on his birthday, it was the men from the east called the wise men. They came from the east. But Bible is saying here, the wisdom of Solomon exceeded their wisdom. This is the wisdom of God gave. According to Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6, God giveth wisdom. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. This morning, this afternoon, this evening, I declare that the wisdom of God is resting upon your life. Wisdom to excel, wisdom to stay ahead in the mighty name of Jesus. A man like Job was filled with challenges, lost everything, lost his children, but one thing saved Job. Job was taken, everything was taken from him, but there is one thing that devil could not take from Job: wisdom. So wisdom bringeth peace. Wisdom bringeth peace. That is another point. Wisdom gives you peace. If you have wisdom, you have peace. A man without wisdom does not have peace, will never have rest, because he always, at any time, at any point, he faces challenges. He's always troubled, he's always perturbed of what he's facing. But a man like Job was calm. He was confessing that, "I know the God I serve, I know my Redeemer liveth," because it is through his wisdom he was able to acknowledge that God is still alive. In Job chapter 13 verse 5, and it says, "Oh, that ye would all together hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom." When you hold your peace, it means that there is a wisdom in you. The active wisdom gives you peace at the place of challenges, at the face of challenges, at a level of a problem that you are rallying around and you cannot solve. The next thing is for you to hold your peace. And that peace cannot just come. if only you can do what? Express the wisdom of God in you. I pray for you in that challenges you are facing. I declare the peace of the Lord shall show forth in your life, and wisdom of God shall give you access to arise above those challenges. The God shall give you wisdom to proffer solution to those challenges in the mighty name of Jesus. When Job was faced with those challenges, the wisdom of God was still upon him, and that is why he was able to defeat the devil. Let me tell you, skills may fail, acquired knowledge may fail, education may fail, but the wisdom of God in you can never fail at any point in time. Even when you are asleep, even when you are when you wake up, as you are moving, you see the wisdom of God being what? Being active upon your life. Wisdom saves a family and a city. What saves your family from that crisis, what saves your marriage from that crisis, is what? Is wisdom. In 2 Samuel chapter 20 verse 22, the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom. I want you to mark that word, 2 Samuel 20 verse 22. The woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bisha, and cast it out to Joab, and he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent, and Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. This man, Sheba, insulted David. So Joab, the captain of Israel, the general of Israel, went in pursuit of this man. This man ran into a city where this woman, the harlot, was staying. So Joab declared, they are going to clear the city, because Joab and his men, his army, has searched the city. They could not be able to find the man, because Sheba has missed himself into where the people are. But this woman, that is a woman that has wisdom, let me tell you, wisdom is greater than strength. Wisdom is greater than might. Wisdom is greater than power. Wisdom is greater than everything. Joab, with his strength, with his might in the military, could not be able to locate this man, to single this man out. But here comes a woman they overlooked, a woman of harlot. With her wisdom, she was able to single out this man and behead him. And by that her wisdom, she was able to save the city. She was able to save the families from timely death in the hands of Joab. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord is releasing wisdom, uncommon wisdom, upon your life, upon your head, that will save your family, will save your business, will save you from being sacked in that job, will save you from poverty. That wisdom that will elevate you to riches and wealth in the mighty name of Jesus. So there are another point. Wisdom makes men to fear you. In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 28, and all the Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Let me tell you, when in this place where we read, Solomon discussed a case of two harlots that came and said, this one is my son, this one is my child, this one is my child. In a common sense, a common man will not detect who actually owns the child, but the wisdom of God came in play in Solomon, and Solomon was able to give a right judgment and detect who the owners of the child is. Well, I pray for you in that situation you are, that is confusion in your life. I declare the wisdom of God is showing forth, that we give you a clear direction, that will give you a clear understanding, that will give you a clear path for you to go. I declare you will never be stranded on the middle of the road of your success. I declare that confusion will never set in when you are about to achieve that life achievement. I declare the wisdom of God will scare you through in the mighty name of Jesus. The another point, wisdom brings happiness. In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Leho shapalika. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. When you have the wisdom in you, the wisdom of God in you, not just that common wisdom, the wisdom of God, you see yourself being happy. You see yourself operate in a great, in a higher dimension that men cannot understand. So I pray for you. I declare the wisdom of God will rest upon you for you to achieve greater heights, for you to go a greater height, for you to do exploits in your business, in the area of that project, in every area of your life, in your marriage as a woman, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 13 verse 54, and when he was come into when he has come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, in so much that they were astonished and said, whence had this man this wisdom? Jesus at 12 years could be able to stand in the front of professors, doctors, Pharisees and Sadducees, men that have acquired knowledge, acquired education. Yet Jesus spoke them in the manner that they were astonished, and they began to ask, what kind of wisdom is this? They didn't say what kind of knowledge or what kind of education or qualification this man has acquired, but they say what kind of wisdom. Wisdom surpasses acquired education. Wisdom surpasses skills. It surpasses human acquired knowledge. I pray for you. Wisdom of God is resting upon your life in the name of Jesus. In the case of Samson was a mighty man, full of authority, full of power, full of might. He was able to kill the Philistines army. He was able to uproot their gates. He was able to set forces into their farm. Samson did so many of things, but there is one thing Samson never had. Samson was lack of wisdom. That is why he gave out his power, his secret, in the laps of a woman. Remember Micah chapter 7 verse 5, he said, withhold your words from a woman that lays on what? On your palms. So wisdom is what? A principal thing. But Samson never had such wisdom to know that Delilah is at his possession to take hold of her secret. I don't know where you have laid out your secret, the secret of your business, where you have told people the source of your prosperity. I don't know where you have opened your mouth and the enemy was able to capture it. I pray for you today. There is a restoration of God's wisdom upon your life. There is a restoration upon your life. I release divine wisdom to excel, divine wisdom to stay ahead of your enemy in the name of Jesus. Wisdom makes you to stay ahead of your enemy. In Judges chapter 16 verse 28, and Samson called upon the Lord. In verse 29, with the wisdom of God, when he called upon the Lord, God did not restore strength. When the Lord first of all restored to him his wisdom. So the wisdom of God in verse 29 made him to go and lay his hand on the wall, on the two pillars at the center of the Philistines and a conference hall. He was there. When he rested his two hands there, the Philistines did not have reason to know that the strength has come, that this man that is resting on these main two pillars will break this pillar and will fall. They were laughing at him. They never knew that the wisdom of God has taken back. And when the wisdom of God took place upon his life, the strength came back. I pray for you. The wisdom of God to destroy your enemy, the wisdom of God to bring your enemy down, to stay ahead of your enemy, is upon you now in the name of Jesus. In the case of Esau and Jacob in Genesis chapter 26 verse 26, if you read from verse 30, 31, 32, and 33, when Esau came from the field, he was faint and he was very hungry. Then he approached his brother Jacob and said, please give me some bread porridge, let me feed. And Jacob said, no, before I give you this porridge, you must first of all, what? You must first of all give me your bread. And Esau said, of what use do I need this bread where I diet? Hallelujah. You see, Esau just quickly gave out his birthright. He never knew that he's giving out his own future, his own generation. He merely gave out those birthrights. every spiritual blessing was transferred. I didn't know where you transferred your own birthright. Maybe you have been jumping from one woman to another, sleeping here and there, making fornicating with every woman. You have been fornicating. You have transferred your destiny from the laps of a woman. I pray for you. The Lord is restoring you this morning. The Lord is transforming. The Lord is changing your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You are restored. Receive wisdom to do exploit.
I believe you've been blessed through this teaching by Pastor Pureheart. Thank you for listening. Join us again. Remain blessed.